Hello, everybody. Welcome to Business as Usual, Nashville's favorite business resource podcast. My name is Bailey. I am the adult librarian at the Donaldson branch.
Hi, and I'm Corey. I am the branch manager at the Gillettsville branch library. Today we have Lindsay Gilmore, who is an economic development specialist with the Small Business Administration. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, how are you?
Lindsay. Good, doing well. Thank you for coming on the show. So, Lindsay, tell us about yourself and what you do at SBA.
Well, I work for U.S. Small Business Administration, as you mentioned, as an economic development specialist, and that is with the Tennessee District Office. So just so everyone knows, every state has a district office, and specifically I am located with Tennessee. And I spend the majority of my day talking to small business owners and entrepreneurs about accessing capital for the businesses that they already have established or what money is available to them to get their business off the ground.
Okay. And you said the Tennessee office. So do you cover what areas of Tennessee? Are you specifically here in Middle Tennessee or?
Well, our office is specifically here in Middle Tennessee in Nashville, but we cover all 95 counties of the state.
Wow.
Okay. Are there like extension offices and other places?
We have a satellite office in Memphis, and that would be Eric Terrell. He's a senior area manager. And we just recently got another satellite office in Knoxville, and that's Chantel Harris as an outreach and marketing specialist. So we use those two areas, Memphis and Knoxville, to make sure that we're covering all four corners of Tennessee.
So if somebody from those areas wanted to get in touch with SBA, would they reach out to those individuals or maybe to the downtown Nashville office?
They would initially probably contact our district office. And that phone number is 615-736-5881. Or we will get an email at tn@sba.gov. And depending on the question, whoever is fielding the email or the call, they can respond to it, or they may refer that person to someone else across the state. Because of things like Zoom and Microsoft Teams and WebEx, we do a lot of things virtually. So it's not so much, hey, Lindsay, you have these specific set of counties. You need to answer this question for this person.
Video conferencing really sort of, you know, makes the map a whole lot
smaller. Yeah, it's a great convenience for everyone involved, especially now that people aren't expected to drive to their closest location to try to get help from us. They can call and email, and we can set up a virtual meeting. And if they want to meet in person, we are more than happy to drive out and meet them wherever they are.
Cool.
Awesome.
Cool. With SBA, what kind of services do you all offer to small business owners and entrepreneurs?
Mostly our services deal with the basic steps of getting your business off the ground. And we take it back to the basics, even if the business is already established, because sometimes we can find steps that have been missed along the way of their process. But overall, we have training available on financial management, record keeping. We do a lot of outreach and marketing on how an entrepreneur can access capital. And also, we have training and workshops on the many certifications that we have available, which is a huge interest for the public because those certifications help them with the federal contracting.
Well, are these like in webinar format or
in-person
classes?
Yes, they can be in a webinar workshop format. They could be a one-on-one conversation. And they're also, information can be exchanged during conferences that we have as well. So I often tell the public, if we have on our website that we are going to be talking about government contracting, but you want to get more information about loans and you don't see us talking about that anytime soon, if you reach out and let us know, we'll be sure to get that on the calendar. And again, even if we have to have a one-on-one conversation with you to make sure that your needs are being met.
Right. Is there like a mentorship program? You mentioned one-on-one. Is that something that
Yes, we do have a mentor. So SCORE is a nonprofit association that's dedicated to educating entrepreneurs and the formation of growth and success of small businesses nationwide. And we do have chapters located here in Tennessee. We have a Memphis chapter, we have a Nashville chapter, and we also have a Knoxville chapter.
The SCORE is really active here in Nashville area. I know they are always having webinars and all kinds of things on a host of different topics. They've even had me and Bailey present mm-hmm. some information on during one of their lunch and learns on library resources that are available to small business owners.
So. Yes, I just wanted to add that's a great organization because primarily SCORE is made up of the working and retired executives and business owners, and they donate their time as counselors. And they also provide free business counseling and offer low-cost workshops on a variety of business topics. And you can visit score.org and be able to access a lot of the templates that they have and webinars and trainings that they have upcoming as well.
So talking about templates, I know there's a ton of online resources, guides, and step-by-step documents that can help small business owners, you know, with different topics on the SBA website.
Yeah, specifically for the Tennessee District Office, our website would be sba.gov/TN. And we have a section of our website that has all of our learning resources on anything that you could imagine dealing with small business and entrepreneurship. But also, we have Small Business Development Centers. They're another resource partner of Small Business Administration, and they have an extremely expansive library of on-demand webinars. So I mentioned that we have one-on-ones, workshops, webinars, what have you, but they have a lot of their information recorded, so you're able to access that at your leisure.
That's awesome.
Cool. And that's all free?
Just yes,
open
all
access?
Free.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And I think the closest one, is it TSU?
Yes, here in Nashville, it would be the Tennessee State University Avon Williams campus. Okay. But we have 14 of these small business development centers across the state.
Wow.
Cool.
Lots of those.
Yeah. And you mentioned SCORE with one of your partner organizations. Do you have other partner organizations
yes,
that you all team up
with? Yes, we have Women's Business Centers. And we also have Veterans Business Outreach Centers available for all small businesses in Tennessee.
So those Veteran Business Outreach Centers, are they only for veterans or spouses? Or what are the, I guess, the limits on who can go to those?
So with the Veterans Business Outreach Centers, these are available to assist the veterans, reservists, and other members of the active military community that's operating or seeking to start a small business. They also have financial assistance available to them anywhere from startup capital to economic injury disaster loans.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. And the Women's Business Centers, are there any close by? Where are they located? Do you know?
Our Women's Business Center is located in East Tennessee. However, that doesn't stop anyone from reaching out to them for help. It can be a phone call, it can be an email, or it could be a virtual meeting. Cool. They're still able to assist all 95 counties in the state.
Cool. That's awesome. There's video conferencing that comes back
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. The best convenience for everybody.
There you go. And I just want to do a shameless plug that Lindsay and I have worked together for a couple of years now, offering, or Lindsay does the heavy lifting as well as Miss Jacqueline Merritt, who is one of Lindsay's colleagues. They do a workshop with us on the second Tuesday of each month at 12.
Yes.
12 o'clock. And it's virtual. People can just email me. It's Corey.Frederick at Nashville.gov to register, and I'll send you the link and you can join in. Each one of the sessions, we talk about different topics that SBA helps with. And a lot of times those workshops end up being more, I guess, well, definitely workshops.
Like, yeah, I always tell people they're informal but informative.
Yeah. Yeah, so people who attend typically get to ask direct questions that, you know, and speak directly with the professionals. So one more question for you. What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
to start off with a business plan, write those ideas down. There are several templates available to you, whether it's through SBA, SCORE, Women's Business Center, Veterans Business Outreach Center. Just get it down. A lot of people think it has to look professional or they have to pay a consultant to get that, you know, get that down for them. But really, just sit down at the table, write it down. And I encourage pen to paper, pencil to paper, instead of an electronic device. It's really more organic and fluid to write things down. And whatever you want to purchase, even if you don't have the money for it, it can be a goal and it can be something to work toward.
Right. And SBA could help someone with that too.
Most definitely.
Writing with the goals. And
yes. And if you have any interest in any of the SBA funding options that we offer, one of the first steps of that application process is submitting your business plan to a lender.
Getting all your, you know, the needs and wants and expenditures and all the good stuff down on paper.
Yeah, it's really important to prioritize those. And no one's going to know what's more important for you and your business than you.
Yeah. Very cool. What's the best way for someone to get in touch with SBA?
Well, our main office number is 615-736-5887. And you can send us an email at tn@sba.gov. And our website is sba.gov/TN.
All right.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciate you being here. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
I'm looking forward to hearing from everyone.
Awesome.
Good.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, everybody. That's it for us. Thank you, Lindsay, again for coming out. Again, we are Business As Usual, Nashville's favorite business podcast. My name's Bailey. I'm the librarian at the Donaldson Branch Library. And
my name's Corey. I am the branch manager at Goodlettsville Branch.
All right. Thank you all for listening. This is Business As Usual.